If you enjoy more biting satire, you might want to check out comedian Steve Hofstetter a week from Wednesday here in D.C. His current tour is called Comedy Without Apology. He stops at Red Rocks on H Street in Northeast. Hofstetter has tens of millions of views on YouTube, about 70 million, and he tells us a lot of these clips show him battling hecklers, which is something he doesn't mind doing.
No sniper wants to actually murder somebody. I think they'd rather, you know, just sit on the roof and eat a sandwich. But that said, if they're a good shot, well, then that's why they have their job. I happen to be good at handling hecklers. I'd much rather just do my material. But, you know, when it comes up and I handle it. I put them away and then I go back to the show.
You came out on stage. You declared that you were a feminist and then told the crowd, you know, I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I have a genetic history of women in my family. And I just thought it was funny. It's smart and all wrapped up in just a very short sentence. And I wonder how much of that kind of stuff you cultivate and try to work on.
Well, I actually am very proud of that joke because it's a way to get away with a difficult concept, which is explaining to cavemen why they shouldn't be cavemen. You know, that's always the toughest thing. Like, I always wonder, like, how difficult it is to teach English to someone who doesn't speak English. Like, that's a very difficult thing because you can't start with those building blocks. So the same way, to teach compassion to someone who's completely not compassionate, that's a difficult task, especially over the course of one joke. Not all my material is activist, but it's definitely something that I lean toward.
Do you worry about being mean?
I worry about not being mean enough. I think no, because I'm mean to those who deserve it. A friend of mine has a phrase, bully the bullies. I agree with that. I think I'm not in favor of, you know, eye for an eye, because as they say, leaves both men blind. But at the same time, people do need to experience what they're doing to other people to see why it's wrong.
How about when you're really riffing? You know, I mean, I assume people are probably enjoying a few alcoholic beverages as they enjoy your act. When you are going a million miles a minute and saying, you know, people don't like pit bulls because they're illiterate. That joke could, if somebody's a little bit tipsy, that might go right over their head.
Oh, yeah, they can definitely, you know, it goes over their head. And that's only one, you know, one part of the joke. I then clarify that, like, I don't mean that the dogs can't read because, you know, I hope that changed no one's hearts and minds. And that, you know, that's the setup for the stuff I do, you know, in defense of pit bulls. Yeah, people miss stuff all the time. But, you know, there are some comedians that play to the bottom of the room and I don't. Because if you play to the top of the room, they'll be excited and the bottom of the room will pretend to get it. But if you play to the bottom of the room will be excited and the top of the room will be bored. You cannot make everyone laugh at once. And I'd also much rather just reward the smart people and play to them. I mean, there are probably people listening to this right now. People be like, well, this guy thinks he's better than me. Be like, yeah, the second you say that, I do. The second that you're worried about how another person feels about themselves, and yeah, then I do think I'm better than you. Because I think you need to get over whatever self-conscious nature you have to worry about what I think. Who cares what I think? You don't know me. And whatever that ladder is, whether you're a comic or a doctor or a retail clerk, you know, it does not matter. You should want to climb up and be the best you that you can be. And so I think everybody should be a snob about something.
Comedian Steve Hofstetter on Skype. He is performing two shows at Red Rocks on H Street in Northeast D.C. a week from Wednesday. The early show is sold out, but there are still tickets available for the 9:30 performance on April 26th.